Next, the knowns and unknowns in a tragic medical case. Here's what we know. A man died in New Jersey this week of a hemorrhagic fever. That's fairly unusual in the Garden State.
We also know now that the man was being monitored for Ebola, but his caretakers at first didn't know.
If they had, his illness might have been caught earlier. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports this case exposes a hole in the system for tracking potential Ebola cases.
The 55-year-old New Jersey resident worked in the mining industry and traveled frequently to West Africa. 2 weeks ago, he landed at JFK International Airport for the final time after a grueling flight from Liberia. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, he was screened for Ebola when he landed and did not have a fever. Along with everyone else arriving from what's designated as an Ebola-affected country, he was ordered to undergo a 21-day monitoring program by his local health department. He was supposed to be reporting his temperature daily and to notify county health authorities if he got a fever. But when his temperature surged the day after he landed, he didn't do that. Instead, he went to St. Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, New Jersey.
According to the hospital, he was asked whether he had been in West Africa and said no.
This is the head of the CDC, Tom Frieden.
And there would be no reason to think of a viral hemorrhagic fever in someone who doesn't have a travel history.
The Ebola monitoring system does not alert local hospitals that someone on Ebola watch is in their vicinity and might walk through their doors. The doctors at St. Barnabas gave the man antibiotics and sent him home. Then, as his condition deteriorated, it's not exactly clear what happened. A spokesperson for the New Jersey Department of Health declined a request for an interview about this case, saying they're still investigating what occurred. She did, however, say the man was actively being monitored. If the man was lying to his case manager, officials would have no way to know he was sick.
Okay, this is all hypothetical. If this had been an Ebola case.
Lori Garrett is a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and the author of The Coming Plague.
If the individual had gone to a hospital and not acknowledged that he had been in Liberia and so on, and it had turned out to be Ebola, that would indeed have been a major failure of the screening system and potentially very dangerous to his healthcare providers.
What he did have was Lassa fever, a hemorrhagic fever similar to Ebola and common in West Africa. He returned to the hospital 3 days after his first visit, acknowledged that he'd been in Liberia, and was transferred to an isolation unit. The man died 4 days later. Garrett says going back for centuries, communities have struggled with what measures are appropriate to keep diseases at bay.
It has always been a fine line to figure out what are the protective measures that will work and how far you should go into abrogating the civil liberties of individuals.
Do you quarantine everyone coming off the plane, or do you take them at their word? Since October, 17,000 people across the U.S. have been monitored for Ebola after returning from West Africa. None of them came down with it. New Jersey officials are now monitoring anyone who had close contact with the Lassa victim, including healthcare workers, for possible signs of the disease. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.